Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
It is Monday, April 11th, and this is People Every Day. Hello, everyone. It's me, Janine Rubenstein, and it is so great to be back with you. Just want to say thank you to Jason Sheeler for filling in for me on Friday. If you missed the interview he did with Red Hot singer Chloe Bailey, please treat yourself and go check it out. But today, we've got a great show planned for you, so let's get into what's been swirling around on my newsfeed. In a story that broke very late this afternoon, Britney Spears is pregnant. The pop star made the reveal on Instagram today, writing, "I lost so much weight to go on my Maui trip, only to gain it back. I thought, geez, what happened to my stomach? My husband said, no, you're food pregnant, silly. So I got a pregnancy test, and, I am having a baby." And wait, yes, did she say husband? Britney has been with Sam Asghari since they met on the set of her Slumber Party music video in 2016. Rumors spread over the weekend that the two were secretly married, and it seems like this post is confirming speculation and that they are ready to start a family. Spears has two teenage sons, Sean and Jaden, with ex-husband and dancer Kevin Federline. And Britney has been mostly out of the limelight since being freed from her conservatorship last November, but was reported to be working on a memoir. Well, it seems like there is a new chapter for her to add. Congrats to Britney and her growing family. We will continue to keep tabs on this story. You know there is a lot more to come from this baby news, secret marriage news, all the Britney news. Now, moving on to some tragic news to come out of this weekend. Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Dwayne Haskins passed away after being struck by a vehicle. Florida Highway Patrol spokeswoman Lieutenant Indiana Miranda shared that Haskins was killed this past Saturday morning after he exited his car on a Fort Lauderdale highway and was struck by a passing dump truck. It is still unclear why Haskins was attempting to cross the lanes of traffic on foot. The QB had been in Florida to participate in off-season conditioning and training with other Steelers teammates in the Miami area. So Haskins had an impressive tenure at Ohio State University and was drafted in the first round of the 2019 NFL draft by then Washington football team, renamed the Commanders. He spent the last season in Pittsburgh and had just signed an extension to remain with the team a few weeks ago. Longtime Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin released a statement over the weekend where he noted Haskins' impressive work ethic and added, "Dwayne was a great teammate, but even more so, a tremendous friend to so many. I am truly heartbroken. Our thoughts and prayers are with his wife, Calabria, and his entire family during this difficult time." Dwayne Haskins was 24 years old. I'm sure we will revisit this tragic story as more information is revealed. Well, lightening things up a bit, it must be one of the days of the week that ends with a Y, because, surprise, there is more drama coming out of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills camp.
You are one of my best friends. Why are you doing this to me?
You talk out of both sides of your mouth.
Be very careful, because she's not who she says she is.
It's my life to burn down.
Then destroy it.
I'm leaving. I am f***ing pissed off.
While we're still a few weeks away from the season 12 premiere, Erica Girardi, known professionally as Erica Jane, provided a glimpse into what kind of drama we might be able to expect. So yesterday, the embattled singer and reality star, who, as we know, is caught up in some pretty serious multi-million dollar lawsuits, posted a short video to Instagram where she appeared to be throwing away some household items while doing some spring cleaning. And right there, on top of the pile, was the memoir of actress and fellow Beverly Hills housewife Garcelle Bouvet. The video included a superimposed image of Oscar the Grouch and was topped off with the caption, "At Garcelle, even though you unfollowed me, I'm sure you'll see this. kiss emoji. I'm telling you, you need to see it. I'm not doing it justice. You can feel the future champagne being thrown looking at this video. Both Bouvet and Jane unfollowed each other on Instagram earlier this year after numerous feuds chronicled on Housewives and social media. Garcelle Bouvet's memoir won't officially be available for release until tomorrow, so it seems like Erica Jane had an advanced copy. No word yet on what Bouvet's book has to say about Jane or any of the other Housewives, but it doesn't seem like Erica Jane is giving the book any sort of ringing endorsement, we'll say that. And now, speaking of ringing, or rings rather, here's the news I'm most excited about. Over the weekend, it was revealed that Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez are re-engaged. There are still so many questions left unanswered about the proposal and their long-term future together, and we absolutely must get into it. I am so pumped for this story, you guys. We got the news late Friday night that Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck are engaged again. The couple who first got engaged back in 2002 rekindled their romance last year and subsequently set the internet on fire. I have seen this story all over my timeline throughout the weekend. People can't stop talking about it. And I know I speak for many when I say I'm so happy for them. So there's so much to get into here. And joining me now to discuss everything we know so far is People's West Coast executive editor and our J-Lo aficionado, Liz Leonard. Hey, Liz.
Hey, Janine.
Well, first things first, the most important thing, the ring. What do we know?
Well, what we really, really, really know, which is crystal clear, is that it's quite large. It's unusual. It appears to be a light green diamond, and it's stunning. It's gorgeous. Jennifer wore it last week, and she sort of gave it up by wearing it out, and the paparazzi and everyone else sort of took note, and it's hard to miss it.
Nice. Well, J-Lo announced the engagement on Friday night. She shared a video on social media telling people. Fans also noticed that she added the diamond ring emoji to her name on Twitter. So, Liz, tell us what else we know about the engagement itself and if they're wedding planning yet.
What we know 100% is that they're both head over heels, so excited. This was a long time coming, which sounds like 18, 19 years coming. But since they rekindled in the last year, it was headed in this direction for sure. I knew, having spent time with Jennifer in the last few months for a cover story we did, that this was coming. And they're madly in love. She's happy, happy, happy. No rush for a wedding. They're just kind of relishing and basking in this moment of romance and love. They're incredibly happy.
Let's take a look back at their love story, though. They were really a huge celebrity it couple in the early 2000s, and it was pretty shocking when they first split.
They were genuinely in love and had every intention of getting married, but it was just sort of too much too soon, too much attention from the media, both of their own making, and also everyone was just so thrilled for this big benefit couple. It wasn't so much that it was performative, but it was just too much. It was too intense. They were just sort of starting their careers, and now it's just, they're different people now. They broke off their engagement just days before their wedding way back then, but they never fell fully out of love. And it wasn't because they weren't in love. It was just too much.
And then they have just been supportive as well, you know, over the years. When I think about these different moments where he's asked about her or she's asked about him, he was even like a big fan of her Hustlers performance and saying, like, you know, she should have been nominated. So they left the door open.
They never lost respect. They never lost support. They sort of stayed in touch from afar. He, you're absolutely right, was wowed by her Hustlers performance and has always been a huge supporter of her as a professional. And likewise, she's watched him from afar, and he's gone through ups and downs, and she's been incredibly proud watching him become the man that he is now, the father that he is now. I think everything kind of aligned.
One thing J-Lo is not ever lacking is a man who wants to put a ring on it. Like, this woman, she just has suitors lining up. But I'm wondering about her last suitor, her last engagement that was very, very serious, Mr. Alex Rodriguez. When everything first happened, he was putting out videos and he was looking very sad and somber and all that. Have we heard anything in the wake of this news?
As far as I know, there has been, I mean, unless it's happened in the last 5 minutes, Alex has not weighed in at all, which is perfectly appropriate. It would be a little weird, yeah. I think, if he did. I think that Jennifer would tell anyone, and she sort of did, she told me as well, that, you know, all these relationships, she doesn't regret any of them. They've gone her to this place where she's understood herself better. She's understood her heart better. She now fully appreciates and understands what makes her happy, what she needs to be in herself in order to give to another. But I don't think she has any regrets, because from every failed relationship has come real learning. It's informed sort of her next step. There's information to be gleaned, emotional information to be gleaned from each relationship. And that's what she says she's done.
We'll, of course, continue to keep you all updated with everything we learn about Bennifer's engagement 2.0. Liz, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thanks a lot.
As we briefly mentioned on Friday, Will Smith has been banned from the Academy for 10 years following his Chris Rock smacking incident heard around the world. Coming up, we dig into what that actually means for the actor and look at who else is on the Oscars banned list. But first, you guys, there is so much relationship news to get into. We've got some non-Bennifer engagement updates, divorces, marriages, and we're going to get into all of it right after the break. We'll be right back.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
We are back, and with so much celebrity relationship news coming out today, we thought we'd take a minute to update you on the latest in Heart Monitor.
Don't tell my heart, my aching-breaking heart, I just don't think he'd understand.
First up, it looks like it's finally over between Tish and Billy Ray Cyrus. The 60-year-old achy-breaky heart singer and his wife appear to be divorcing after more than 28 years of marriage. In documents obtained by People, Tish filed for divorce in Williamson County, Tennessee, last Wednesday, citing irreconcilable differences. This isn't the couple's first time down this old town road. In 2010, the country singer filed for divorce, but then withdrew the petition just a few months later. Then in 2013, Tish filed for divorce and told People at the time, "This is a personal matter, and we are working to find a resolution that is in the best interest of our family. We ask that you respect our privacy at this time." The couple shares 5 children, daughters Miley, Noah, and Brandy, and sons Trace and Brayson. The news may not have come as a shock to the family, as the pair have reportedly not been living together for the past 2 years. From relationship blues to possible wedding bell news. While attending the Kids' Choice Awards on Saturday, Total Bellas star Nikki Bella updated People on her long-term engagement to Dancing with the Stars pro Artem Chigvintsev, explaining, "I think being a reality star for 7 years, I took people on such a journey that they still have, like, input about my life. So at times, I get into that mode where I feel like I have to defend it because I'll see people say all these things online and make it a negative." She continued, "I'm like, it's not a negative." The former WWE star also added that the two have been busy building a house together and raising their son, Mateo. After 2 years of being engaged and a lot going on at home, it doesn't seem like they are in any sort of rush down the aisle. On Saturday, model and chef Brooklyn Beckham and actress Nicola Peltz got married in Palm Beach, Florida. And get this, in a People exclusive, we learned that Nicola's grandmother served as her maid of honor. And it was a star-studded affair, you guys. Beckham's parents, international soccer star David Beckham, and his mother, singer, fashion designer, and entrepreneur Victoria Beckham, were in attendance alongside, and just check out these names, Mel C, Serena and Venus Williams, Jordana Brewster, Gordon Ramsay, and Eva Longoria were also in attendance, plus nearly 600 guests. I mean, what a crowd. Congrats to the happy couple. On Friday, we received the news from the Academy of Motion Picture Art and Sciences that they had decided on disciplinary action in reference to Will Smith's on-air physical assault of Chris Rock during this year's Oscars. As we reported, in addition to accepting his resignation, they also decided on a 10-year ban from all Academy events, both in person and virtually. That means Will Smith will be 63 years old before he is able to attend another event. Now, many comedians over the weekend on social media and even SNL joke that this is actually a blessing for the actor.
Is that a punishment? He can still be nominated and even win an award. He can even go to the after party. He just doesn't have to attend the four-hour ceremony where someone is definitely going to make fun of his wife again. I think a real punishment would be to make Will Smith host next year's Oscars.
To get into this story a little deeper is People's movie editor, Nigel Smith. Hi, Nigel.
Hey, can you believe we're still talking about this?
I worked an event last night at the Dolby Theater. Emily in Paris was doing their big panel for PaleyFest, and I was moderating, and backstage, the entire cast was like, oh, this is the stage. This is where it happened. But let's get into what this punishment means, the punishment everyone was waiting for with bated breath. Can he still win an Oscar, still go to the after party, and even get the Oscar engraved?
He can get an Oscar, a nomination during these 10 years where he's banned from attending any Academy-related events, which obviously includes the Academy Awards. I don't really see him getting any Oscar love in the next decade, just based on what happened and based on their thoughts on the whole matter.
But what are some of the responses from Academy members? Because it seems like a mixed bag, right?
The Hollywood Reporter actually interviewed some Academy members, and one from the music branch actually agreed, saying that 10 years is appropriate. And then you have someone like Stephen Potter from the sound branch, and he expressed that he was surprised at the Academy's response, saying that it was harsher than he imagined it would be.
In the wake of all of it, as we know, it has given rise to a very loud, messy discourse, you know, encompassing race, masculinity, mental health, ableism. But does the slap meet the criteria for expulsion?
So in their standards of conduct, the Academy writes that it categorically is opposed to any form of abuse, harassment, or discrimination. So if they view this slap, a smack, as a form of abuse, then probably yes.
Now I want to talk about the list of people that Will has just been added to. The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences is 94 years old. Only four other members have stepped down or been banned from the Academy. That list includes producer Harvey Weinstein, actor Bill Cosby, director Roman Polanski, cinematographer Adam Kimmel, who all had allegations of sexual misconduct, and then Carmine Caridi for pirating screeners. And now Will Smith. I wonder what you think about him being added to this gang.
Well, obviously, it's not a list that any Academy member wants to find themselves on, but these people were all expelled. And we have to really make clear that Will Smith was not expelled, right? He was given a 10-year ban. These people are not coming back. They're expelled for good, and they were expelled for very serious reasons. Not to say that smacking Chris Rock across the face on the Oscar stage wasn't serious. What's really, really interesting is I've been seeing a lot of chatter online because a lot of people were really shocked at the fact that Polanski, who, you know, fled the country in 1977 to avoid repercussions after pleading guilty to unlawful intercourse with a minor, and yet he won a Best Director Oscar for The Pianist, like some 20 years later. People were kind of shocked at that when compared to what happened with Will Smith, which, you know, they made this 10-year ban official just like a week after this incident. But you also have to remember that obviously the Me Too movement changed everything with regards to the public's view of Polanski. And just to be clear, Will Smith is the only person on this list that we mentioned that actually isn't facing any form of legal repercussions.
I feel like Caridi is the only one who has done something less.
Yes.
a lot less egregious.
I mean, when you read it now, it's almost funny.
Yeah, he was making VCR copies of screeners.
You know, this is a guy who, like everyone in the Academy, he gets screeners and he made copies of these just to share with his loved ones. But this was at a time when pirating was really, really big and the Academy was really trying to clamp down on that. And they made an example of him.
Wow. Well, Nigel, thank you so much for being with us and breaking down yet another angle to this story.
I'm sure there's many more to come.
All right, before I let you go, I have one last story to share with you that really made my day, and we need to talk about it. Despite what you may have heard, Serena Williams is not retiring and is planning to be at Wimbledon. Rumors began swirling late last week on a potential retirement after Williams's coach announced he would be working full-time with former world number one, Simona Halep. In response, the 23-time Grand Slam winner addressed the rumors on Instagram at the Bitcoin conference in Miami, featuring hype man and Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers.
We've been talking about my comeback, and he's been hyping me up and getting me ready for Wimbledon. So,
hype man.
Can't wait. Yeah, I thought you knew.
What about US Open?
Wimbledon's before the US Open. Okay, I gotta play Wimbledon
Let's
first.
Go. Wimbledon. All right.
Exciting.
She's back.
Serena hasn't played in a tennis tournament since she withdrew from last year's Wimbledon tournament after suffering an ankle injury. But I cannot wait to watch her get back out there. She's seriously one of the greatest athletes of all time, and I am so happy we'll get to watch her again soon. Well, thank you all for listening and getting through this Monday with us. Enjoy the rest of your day, and we will see you back here tomorrow for more People Every Day.